This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Against the backdrop of the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the top U.S. military officer has been meeting in Greece with NATO counterparts over the weekend, hoping to forge more basing, intelligence sharing, and other agreements to prevent terrorist groups from regrouping and threatening America and the region. Army General Mark Milley, who's chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said the meeting of NATO defense chiefs will focus in part on the way ahead now that all alliance troops have pulled out of Afghanistan and the Taliban are in control. Milley, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and American intelligence officials have warned that al-Qaeda or the Islamic State group could regenerate in Afghanistan and pose a threat to the United States in 1 year to 2 years. Some of those left behind after the U.S. military's chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan say they are scared the ruling Taliban will find them, throw them in jail, perhaps even kill them, because they are Americans who had worked for the U.S. government. Through messages, emails, and phone conversations with loved ones and rescue groups, AP has pieced together what life has been like for some families of permanent U.S. resident green card holders who described the frightened, furtive existence of hiding in houses and apartments and more. U.S. Envoy John Kerry is on a diplomatic quest to stave off the worst scenarios of global warming, but he's running into resistance from China, the world's biggest climate polluter. Chinese officials are adamant that the United States must ease confrontation over other matters if it wants China to speed up its climate efforts. Rights advocates and Republican lawmakers say they see signs that China's pressure may be working. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is nearing a final plan to expel many of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have suddenly crossed into the U.S. State of Texas border city from Mexico and to fly them back to the Caribbean island and homeland. Some migrants said that they are undeterred and plan to remain and seek asylum. The action represents a swift response to the crisis, with the local sheriff estimating Friday that the crowd of migrants gathered at the crossing in Del Rio, Texas, had swelled to 13,000 people and more. The number of flights will depend on operation capacity and Haiti's willingness. France's foreign minister has now denounced what he called the duplicity, disdain, and lies surrounding the sudden rupture of France's lucrative contract to make submarines for Australia in favor of a U.S. deal. He also declared that a crisis is at hand among the Western allies a day after France recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian pummeled what he suggested was a backroom deal that betrayed France. He says allies do not treat each other with such brutality. The announcement by President Joe Biden of the deal with Australia that includes Britain for at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines has set France in a fury. Israeli forces have rearrested the last 2 of 6 Palestinian prisoners who escaped the maximum security Israeli prison 2 weeks ago. The 2 were captured during an Israeli army raid in their hometown in the occupied West Bank, closing an intense, embarrassing pursuit that exposed security flaws after the 6 prisoners tunneled out of their cell on September 6th. A massive pursuit operation captured the first 4 inmates in 2 separate operations in northern Israel. 5 of the prisoners are from the Islamic Jihad militant group, with 4 of them serving life sentences, and the 6th is a member of the secular Fatah group of President Mahmoud Abbas. Yemen's Houthi rebels say that they've executed 9 people for their alleged involvement in the killing of a senior Houthi official in an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition more than 3 years ago. The public executions by firing squad were carried out Saturday in the rebel-held capital. The executions took place despite repeated calls by rights groups and lawyers to stop the killings. They said the trial held in a rebel-controlled court where the 9 were convicted and sentenced to death was flawed. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.